Hello, critics, non-critics, and friends. Welcome to the Film Optics Podcast, where we take a glance into blockbusters, indie films, and everything in between. I'm your host, Christian, and as always, I'm joined by my partner in film, Devin. And today, we're here to present our spoiler-free review of Invincible Season 2, Part 2. So we're going to be covering the final four episodes, but this is a spoiler-free review. We are not going to be getting into any spoiler points, any plot points. We're not going to be spilling any type of tea for you guys. We're just going to be giving our general thoughts of the conclusion of Season 2 for Invincible. Again, that is spoiler-free, so you do not have to worry about us running into any spoiler details. We want you guys to experience this show as it's meant to be seen. The final four episodes are going to be releasing weekly starting on March 14th onward. So it's not like they're going to be dropping all four episodes at once. You will be experiencing that on a weekly basis. But before we begin today's episode, you can listen to our podcast on podcast platforms around the internet. That includes Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. And if you are a new or seasoned listener to the show, we would love to hear from you guys. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at FilmOptics. That is Optics with an X. Or you can email us at filmoptics@gmail.com for any movie-related questions. Devin, it feels like it's been a while since you've been on the show, but it's really only been a week. So how was your week? What's going on in your life?
Yeah, we went to Michigan over the weekend, had a good time there. Got back Sunday night, was able to catch the Oscars, and it was a good time.
Okay, nice. Would you guys do anything fun, or how cold was it there? That's my main question.
It was like 40s to 50s, so it was cold, but not like unbearable. You can call it big boy shorts weather.
Big boy shorts, 40s and 50s?
Yeah, for the big boys out here.
I mean, I know we're from Northeast Ohio, but
we got the built-in insulation.
Yeah, I guess so. Hopefully they're not cargo shorts. I got a really weird rule about those.
A lot of pockets.
Do we need that many pockets, though? Like, nowadays, all you need is your phone, your keys, and your wallet, and you're all good to go. What else do we need? What, you're bringing your Switch, you're bringing your Steam Deck there?
I mean, it could probably fit in a cargo short pocket.
Steam Deck? I don't know. That's a big boy, man. That's one of those
big Velcro pockets.
I'll give you a Switch without the Joy-Cons. But a Steam Deck, that's a big hunk of metal there for sure. Oh man. But yeah, I'm glad that you're doing well. Did you finish X-Men yet? I'm assuming that you did, because you were blown through it there for a while, the original show.
I've not finished yet. I'm actually kind of just like slow playing it now, because there's like a week until launch of the new season. So I have like five episodes left. I'm just kind of hanging in it.
Yep. Okay. I'm on season three right now. I'm in the middle of the Phoenix Saga. So I just finished the first two episodes out of five episodes for the Phoenix Saga. So I think season three is pretty much the meat and potatoes of the entire show, because I think it's around like 19, 20 episodes on, at least according to Disney Plus. I really don't know. And then like the final two seasons, they don't have as many episodes. So I think
season five is only 10 episodes.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I'm like in the beginning stages of season three, because I haven't even hit the Dark Phoenix saga yet. But I'm on the Phoenix Saga. So yeah, I've been watching that. It's an easy watch. I was trying to push through it, but I think I finished season two earlier today, and then I took a break for about like an hour or two, because when it comes to binging, it gets weird, because you don't want everything to kind of blend together. So I wanted there to be at least a little bit of separation between each season. Be like, okay, first season's more about, finding the cure for the X-Men, and, you know, everything that happened with Apocalypse and then Sinister coming back for season two. A little bit more Apocalypse action and with a few side stories. But yeah, it definitely seems that season three is the meat and potatoes of it all, of the entire show.
Mr. Sinister is so cool. I think he might be my favorite villain.
Sinister? Yeah, he was pretty ruthless. It's crazy.
And his weird little crew that he has. I like the guy that screams. He's funny looking.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, Apocalypse is cool, but yeah, I think Sinister so far. But then again, I mean, you can't really top Magneto, but he's more of an antagonist than more so than an actual villain. So at least so far from what I've seen. But yeah, it's been good, you know, rewatching that. Actually just watching it all for the first time because again, you know, born in 92, the show came out in 92. So by the time I was old enough to, like, you know, watch TV and understand what was going on, like, it was just reruns for a while. So this is my first time rewatching it all together. But yeah, that's pretty much been my my streak.
Then, also, yeah, you guys did some damseling and then also Dune 2 spoilering.
Yeah, so Damsel, that was just a spoiler. That was just a solo episode that I did. Just kind of knocked it out altogether. It was all right. Like, it was fine. I think Millie Bobby Brown was definitely, like, a high point of that show. Or not show, but movie, sorry. The runtime's only, like, an hour and 30, hour 40 minutes. It's really an hour and 30 because you have to include the credits. But, yeah, I mean, it was all right. Like, I don't think it's that bad of what people were saying, but, like, you know, I always enjoy seeing Millie Bobby Brown on screen. She does a good job. She produced it. That was pretty cool. Some pretty cool action sequences, but it's a pretty simple story. Nothing to write home about, but, like, it was fine. But yeah, we also did Dune Part 2 while you were away. So definitely check that out if you haven't. Or our spoiler review for Dune Part 2 that I did with Amanda. And I did the spoiler review with Devin here, of course, our main co-host here. But enough chitter chatter, Devin. We got to dive back into the life of Mr. Mark Grayson. So without further delay, we'll be right back after this introduction to Invincible Season 2, Part 2.
We all remember that day. For some, the pain will never fade.
When I was a kid, I always wanted to be my dad. What if that happens? What if I become him and I don't even know it? I need to do more. I can save lives. Put me back out there.
And we are back with our Invincible Season 2, Part 2 spoiler-free review. Again, just wanted to let you guys know that this is spoiler-free. We will not be giving away any spoilers for the first four episodes. We were able to watch the last four episodes of this series, courtesy of Amazon Prime. So thank you to Amazon for allowing us, for sending us those screeners our way, because that was quite a surprise. If you missed part one of season one, I actually covered that with Leo over from Geekly Goods on his YouTube channel. Definitely check him out. So we did a part one together, and that was back technically last year of 2023, which is kind of crazy to think about. And yeah, now we're finally here. Part two of season two of Invincible is here. That's a mouthful to say, but I'm just going to say part two, Invincible part two, or just part two, just to kind of make it a little bit more synonymous. But yeah, it, you know, we heard that there was going to be a break coming into part two of season two, and was not expecting this long of a break, because I believe the original, or for season two, part one ended on November 24th, 2023.
Yeah, it was about 4 months.
That's a long time to wait.
Yeah.
That's a long time. And, you know, we're going to get into it here, because I know the showrunners, they made it seem like, you know, oh, we're only going to be taking like a month break between, you know, it's November, it hit right before Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all the other holidays in between. It's like, okay, you know, coming back New Year's after New Year's, I was thinking maybe like mid-January, possibly February, but no, it's like March 14th is when it's coming back. I'm like, that's a long time to wait, man. But enough chitter-chatter, Devin. I'm going to pass it over to you so you can give your initial reactions, your spoiler-free thoughts on the final four episodes of Invincible Season 2.
Yeah, going into this one, it's just kind of crazy. Like, this season has been so difficult to cover and even to kind of enjoy to a degree just because of that like layout they set forth for the release schedule and how it really messed everything up. Because coming off of season one, obviously everyone loves season one. It's just one of the best seasons of a superhero show that we've ever seen. There's just like a high coming off of that finale and everything, all the memes and everything. And that was April of 2021. So that was a little under 3 years ago. So it's like we had that hype and then it kept building. And then season two comes out in November of 2023. It's like, oh, okay, only four episodes. That's really strange. And then we have to wait another 4 months to get together four episodes. And it just feels really disjointed. And it like kind of affected my personal viewing pleasure of the season in totality. And I think I would have liked it a lot more if I were able to watch it in like quick succession, if it was just eight episodes on a weekly basis, or if I had to binge them all at once. It would have been better with either of those options, because it was just hard to kind of get your mind back into this world after waiting for 4 months and then all that lead up. And it just, towards the end, it just leaves you wanting a lot more, especially like the last part of the finale here, where you're just like, wow, really? That's what we're leaving? Like, I really want more, because we only got four episodes, because it feels like a new season and we only got four episodes of it because of how they did the split up. And I think they recognize that this was a big mistake to do it like this. Like, they've been mentioning in interviews that it was just annoying. And I think even Steven Yeun has mentioned that it was a tough decision, and he recognizes that it was not maybe the best idea to do it like this. And I feel like they will definitely learn from this. I think they maybe even made some jokes about it in this second half of the season, just kind of joking about the animation process. And I think that was really cool. But overall, I mean, I did enjoy it. It's still really good TV, but it was just hard to fully get into it and fully enjoy it as it should be because of the disjointedness.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, because and I agree. It does feel like a new season, because, like I said, the episode four of season two, titled "It's Been a While," came out Friday, November 24th. And again, you know, with episode five of season two dropping Thursday, March 14th, and running through April 4th, it is a little annoying, because they kept saying that, oh, you know, it's going to be the showrunners kept saying that, you know, it's going to be worth it. You know, it's going to totally fit once you return back to this world. And like, it really didn't. It literally just picked up exactly where episode four left off, like 1000%. There was no like time jump or anything in between episode four and episode five. You got, you know, you're left off exactly where Mark was with his task that he's been given by the Viltrumites. And the story just kind of continues from there. And like Devin said, it's a good story. Like, there's like, I don't really have any qualms with the episodes themselves, episodes five through eight, because you get a lot of great action sequences. I even tweeted the other day stating that I had wrapped up part two of season two, and so far it's easily my top show of this year. You know, with Mark's journey taking a significant turn with relentless action that expands his world, and it's top-notch television. It's top-notch storytelling at its finest. And in a way, I want to say it was well worth the wait, because the episodes were so good. But at the same time, I do agree. It took me a second to like even remember what happened in part one, because it was so long ago. And I was like, oh yeah, that happened. And it's like, I guess I could have watched episodes one through four first, but it's like, I really shouldn't have to. And I can't honestly even remember for episode 5 if they did like a quick recap. I believe they did. It was like a super quick recap of what happened and in part 1 of season 2. But
it's like the issue, if the issue wouldn't have even been like if they would just waited to drop the whole season like right now instead of doing the split of 4 and 4. Like that, like waiting isn't the issue. It's just like when you do 4 and 4, first of all, I don't think it's ever been done before.
It has with the Sopranos. Sopranos has done it with I think it was season 6.
They did 4 and 4.
Well, I don't know if it was 4 and 4, but they did split up one of their seasons between 2 parts, and it was not a significant way, but it was a pretty big gap in between.
Yeah, I just feel like that just really does not work for a TV show, and I think people are kind of seeing that now, and hopefully they learn from that. Because if it takes you more time to animate and things, that's fine. I think they are realizing. I think they probably learned some techniques here and there, like they mentioned in the show, like they can actually get their backlog going and not be behind on the animation. So I think that should be good.
So I think my biggest issue is that the creators made it seem like all episodes were done, like all 8 episodes, and they made the sound decision to split the season 4 and 4. And it's like, okay. But the more I think about it and the longer, like within the time frame that we had to wait, it really does just seem like these final 4 episodes were just not ready. If that's the case, that's fine. Just tell people if that's the case, because that's what Stranger Things did with Sean Levy and everyone there. They just said, hey, you know, the reason why we're splitting it into 2 volumes, into 2 parts for Stranger Things season 4 is because the final 2 episodes are not ready. And I was like, okay, that makes total sense. You know, I still think they should have went on a weekly release for that, because it would have given them a little bit more time finishing those final 2 episodes. But that's neither here or there. They were transparent with that. And also, the wait between Stranger Things season 4, volume 1 and volume 2, I think it was like a month. I'm pretty sure it was like a month, maybe a month and a half. This is going from like, no, this is like a almost like 4 months. Like, that's crazy. Like December, yeah. January, February, March. Like that's 4 months of like, and then you kind of just like expect people to like, yeah, people are going to pick up the show because it's great. But at the same time, so I think the break hurt the experience of the show, not the story itself, not the episodes. These episodes are fantastic. It has some of the best action fights in these final 4 episodes. And there's a lot of tense moments that I didn't think they were going to dive into certain areas with characters and putting them in certain situations. So it's like, I thought that was fantastic. I am very excited to rewatch these episodes because I do want to watch them on a weekly basis, but perhaps I need to start back over from the beginning of season 2 and watch the first 4 episodes, and then, you know, watch the final 4 episodes on a weekly basis, because I just feel like that's just a better viewing experience itself. But yeah, that's, and I think personally the break is really what hurt the show, because like I said, I cannot for the life of me, outside of like a few details, remember what happened in part 1 of season 2. Like that's just me personally, but I think that season 2's biggest is its Achilles heel is that we had to wait so long. People aren't necessarily going to remember what happened. Because, I mean, a lot of stuff has happened between then. You know, the Oscars just happened. We had so many, you know, movies come out in December, January, you know, with X-Men 97's coming out. And, you know, people are watching Percy Jackson and Echo and other, like, Marvel shows and just other television and movies in general. Like, there's a lot that's happening. So it's like, I appreciate that they were able to give us that recap, but it should have been a better recap in my opinion. But again, this is no knock to the episodes themselves, it's just the viewing experience, if that makes any sense. But
yeah, it's definitely the most difficult thing like I said before, I would have, I feel like if you have been waiting to watch them all at once, then that patience will definitely pay off for you, because it's just going to be a better experience overall.
Yeah.
For the people that like to binge. Because like I said, if it would have been the weekly 8 episodes, that would have been just perfect, because I like watching them weekly. I like getting the analysis from the Heavy Spoilers, the New Rock Stars, all those channels. I like watching all of that before the next episode.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's like the perfect viewing experience for a show like this. But then even if you binge all 8, that's still better than what we got.
Yeah. I feel like if they were going to make this split, they should have just made the final 4 episodes available for everyone to watch. Since they went this route, I think that would have been the better approach, because you're already asking people a lot to wait 4 months. And like I said, they made it seem like it was only going to be like a month in between. And I was like, that is a long time, man. But I do agree with you when it comes to pretty much everything you had said. It's just,
I don't want it to be like completely negative. Like we said, the episodes are definitely quality, and I want to mention like the I just love these characters so much, and just seeing some of the interactions between them. Obviously Mark and Amber at the heart of it, like their relationship is just like so crucial to the show, and they do such a good job of portraying that. And then we also get some new characters thrown in here, some new bad guys, and they're always so cool to see. We get some Alan the Alien in here. He's definitely a fan favorite. There's just a lot of cool just storylines and characters. Definitely worth the watch.
Yeah, like I mean, you see how the relationship, or still the effect that Nolan left behind, our Omni-Man left behind on Earth, is affecting Clark's mom. You know, we saw in part one how she went to like a superheroes, like anonymous type of grieving situation of everything that happens. But like part one was more about trying to recover from the events of season one. And then part two is, it's insane. There's a lot of like multiversal references there. You know, the relationship between Mark and Amber, you know, they get into a lot of complications.
That's another thing I was going to mention. It's kind of tough to have a multiverse storyline after all the multiverse stuff we just went through. Just generally, like there's just a lot. It's tough to have it be the last one. It's like everyone is so tired of it already.
I agree. But I think Invincible is handling it better. It's like spurts.
Yeah, it's not the full story.
Right. Marvel just leaned like straight into it, like full tilt, full time.
That's why I was worried the first episode of part one, because it seemed like it was just going to be like all multiverse stuff. But then that's just kind of one storyline.
Yeah, and there's some pretty fun surprises in part two as well. You know, like we said, you know, we've been kind of harping on the issues of how it affects the viewing experience. But like Devin said, there is a lot of fun to be had here. Like I said before, great action. Amber and Mark, their relationship is fantastic. And, you know, we get to see more of Eve, which is also amazing. You know, the Guardians of the Globe, they're doing their thing. There's a lot of crazy situations that happen in part two that I was like, I don't know how they're going to make it out. Like, just as in, how are they going to get through these situations? And it's getting into the weeds, man. Like, we are really like, it's a buildup. I can't say the season finale of this show for season two versus season one. It's a different tone, but I would say it's just as bloody, if that makes any sense. And that's all I can really say about it. But it's good, man. I want season three to come, because like you said, we were able to sit down and, you know, we had these screeners. We were able to watch all 4 episodes, and everyone else is not going to have that privilege to the viewing experience of how to watch this. So of course, when I tweeted out saying, you know, it was worth the wait, I was speaking from the perspective that I was able to watch all 4 episodes. So to me, it was worth the wait, because I've already finished season two. You have already finished season two. We have other friends who have finished it as well and have put out their reviews, and I'm sure they're going to be rewatching it as well. But since we were able to finish season two before the general public, yeah, we're going to say it's worth the wait. But when it comes to those who just want to tune in every week, we'll just have to wait and see. Some people may not mind. Other people might, but I think that it's always the waiting period with this show that seems to hurt it, but not the show itself, but the production of the show, because it took so long of a wait between.
Yeah, it's a timing issue, not a quality or story issue. Like, it's definitely something that should be and probably will be fixed.
Once season three comes, you know, people who want to like follow the story, they can just blow through season two and season three if they want to. But you're absolutely right. It's not a storytelling issue. It's not the quality of the show. It's none of that. It's timing. I think that is the best way to say it, because yeah, it was a pretty big, it was like a 3-year wait between season one and season two. Everyone was so excited, like, oh, it's coming back, kind of.
And then it's 4 episodes.
Yeah. But then they're like, hey, we'll throw you this like fantastic Adam Eve special right before season two drops, which is phenomenal. It is phenomenal. And the only question that I have for Invincible and Company, cast and crew, is when are we going to get Blu-ray release? Because this is a great show, and this is something I would love to own on Blu-ray for physical media's sake, for preservation, because the boys has like all 3 seasons are out on Blu-ray. And I know, you know, different companies work with Amazon and whatnot, but this needs to be out on Blu-ray at some point, whether it's like towards the end of season two, or, you know, if they just do like a huge collection thing. I'm not sure how many seasons they plan on going for. I think it's a few, but I think this is one of Amazon's, still one of their like flagship shows, because it is like that adult, you know, superhero show that people are able to relate to, and it's great. But did you have anything else you wanted to mention before we get into our final thoughts and ratings? Because I know we've been talking for a bit. I feel like I've been hogging the mic, and I do apologize. But is there anything else you would like to bring up that we have not had a chance to talk about?
I think we covered pretty much everything we can. It's not spoiler.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, we can't say too much. Sorry, guys. We can't spill the tea. Can't spill the tea. We want you guys to watch this for yourself. So as I mentioned before, part 2 of season 2 hits March 14th and runs on a weekly basis through April 4th. Each episode is going to be dropping on a Thursday, so definitely check it out. And if you're not sure if you can remember too much about what happened in the first part of season 2, either you can rewatch the episodes, or, you know, find your favorite YouTuber or find a YouTuber, a YouTube video out there that explains the, you know, the Cliff Note versions of episodes 1 through 4. So it's, and like Devin said, the issues that we have with the show is not a quality issue. It is not a storytelling issue. It's not a writing issue at all. The show is well produced. It's just, it's the timing. And I'm hoping for season 3 onward, just release the entire season. If you're going to stick to a weekly basis, I actually probably prefer that, because it gives you something to look forward to every week, and it feels like less of a chore. But yeah, hopefully for season 3 onwards, they do not have any more timing issues. But let's get into our ratings, final thoughts, and our ratings here. So Devin, what are your final thoughts and ratings for Invincible Season 2, Part 2?
Yeah, final thoughts. Like we've been saying, it just comes down to a timing issue more so than quality overall. There are definitely some things here or there that I didn't like as much in part 2 of season 2 that I would have changed or done differently. But as far as the overall score, it's tough to give it a score just because it feels like there's like a barrier like blocking you from giving the actual score just because of how we had to watch it. It just feels like you're just missing out on on some of like what the actual story was, because we had to watch it in this disjointed way. So as far as the score goes overall for the season, I guess I'd probably give it like an 85, like somewhere around there, just because of the way we viewed it just kind of like took away like probably 10 points on its own because it just felt so off.
That's fair. Yeah, for me, I would give it just like a 90 because the story is fantastic. And I would say, or you know what? Yeah, between 90, 85, I'll go with an 85 as well because I feel like the timing did really, because it feels like there should be more episodes coming out, but there isn't.
Yeah, because it feels like the season's just starting now.
Right.
After what we got in the finale.
I agree. Yeah. And like it's a great season altogether. Definitely they've been working on this very hard, and you know, we understand, you know, the writers and the actors strike probably hurt this as well. But at the same time, they really made it seem like you know, the final four episodes were done. But to me, I don't think they were. I don't think that they weren't. And like I said, a 4-month wait between part one and part two really just, yeah, it does hurt the experience.
Who knows? Maybe it was Amazon that came down with the strategy and made them do this. I mean, we don't really know the full details. Maybe they were just trying to stretch it out and get the most out of it.
Yeah, it could be a lot of things. But, you know, Steven Yeun, everyone, cast and crew, Sandra Oh, everyone did a phenomenal job. It's a great story so far. Can't wait for season 3. Bring on season 3. And again, if you have not seen that Atom Eve special, that is also on Amazon Prime. So you can watch that before and or after. There's no right or wrong way to really watch it because it's really just like a backstory for Adam Eve herself. So definitely check that out within your viewings of part two of season 2 of Invincible. So that's going to be an 85 out of 100 from both me and Devin. So that's just going to be the official podcast score of 85 out of 100. And that concludes today's episode. If you enjoy what you heard, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your preferred podcast platform of choice. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads at Film Optics. Again, that's Optics with an X. And don't forget to share an episode of our podcast with a fellow movie lover in need, whether it be your mother, your brother, or a significant other. Spread the love for the Film Optics podcast. So let's take a sneak peek of what's coming up next on the show for new review releases or new releases that we have released out on the show. Like Devin said, we did a non-spoiler and a spoiler review for Dune Part 2. So you can definitely check out both of those episodes, as well as our Avatar The Last Airbender Netflix series spoiler review that I covered with my friend Mike and Leo. And again, I wrote solo on a Damsel review. It was a fun time. You know, nothing to write home about. But definitely check out that solo review, as well as Devin and I's Shogun episodes 1-2 review that is spoiler free. I watched episode 3. So, you know, we're going to be watching that week to week, and hopefully we can get out a full season review once that show has completed. For upcoming releases, we're going to be covering some X-Men 97. Very excited for that. I think the first two episodes drop on March 20th. And I believe Godzilla X Kong is coming out soon as well. So we got a lot of stuff to cover. As of right now, we're going to keep it simple for upcoming releases. X-Men 97, Godzilla, X Kong, those are two things we're going to be covering. So definitely keep a lookout for both of those. And again, thank you all for listening. If you enjoy the show, please take a moment to leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And again, stay connected with us by following us on all the social media garbage, as I mentioned earlier, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, you name it, for the latest updates. That was Devin, and I'm Christian, signing off. And remember, life is like a movie, so go out there and make it a blockbuster.
Peace.